Hi everyone, it's Yash back again for another episode of Idea Brain. I know the last episodes have been kind of random, but today's episode is going to be a preparation for the next episode, which is going to be a discussion with a guest speaker who I met during an internship over the summer, where I worked in computer science, but in the application of medicine. And yeah, I don't want to reveal too much because it's going to be a great episode next time. So just make sure to tune in for the next episode as well. But to give a little bit of context or preparation for the next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about neuroscience and AI. So it's going to be a short episode, but it'll be very interesting. And yeah, I'm just going to be kind of explaining what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. So neuroscience and artificial intelligence do share a long history of collaboration, actually. Well, I'll be focusing on the application of AI in neuroscience. There's a lot that has to do with AI mimicking the neuroscience that we've researched over the past century. So neuroscience and AI do share a long history, as I said, and advances in neuroscience alongside huge leaps in computing power over the last few decades have given rise to a whole new topic of AI, which is deep learning and neural networks. And these architectures have been inspired by the architecture of the brain and how the brain works. These AI systems are capable of many advanced perceptual and cognitive abilities, mimicking biological systems, including object recognition, decision-making, and advanced classification, and things like that. And AI is now increasingly being employed as a tool for neuroscience research in applied fields as well. And it's transforming not only the applied field of neuroscience and medicine, but there's also other fields such as environmental, automation, and just different kinds of breakthrough automations, which are really the next step in the process of the growth of AI. In particular, deep learning has been used to model convolutional layers and recurrent connections in the brain's cerebral cortex, control important functions, including visual processing, memory, and motor control as well. And excitingly, the use of neuroscience-inspired AI also holds great promise for understanding how changes in brain networks result in psychopathologies and how they could even be used in treatment regimes. Overall, there's just so much potential for the application of deep learning and neural networks within the field of medicine and neuroscience. But what's cool about it is that these technologies were based off of the research that was done through neuroscience. So these neural networks, they're based off of our understanding of our brain and our cognitive abilities. We've basically modeled them off of that. So we're mimicking what we've already learned about ourselves to help us further research those fields and automate those fields now, which is super interesting. And there's four specific things that I wanted to talk about real quick that I'll be discussing in the next meeting with the speaker. One, AI models of working memory. Two, AI visual processing. Three, AI analysis of big neuroscience data sets. And four, computational psychiatry. So those are four things that we're going to be talking about in the next meeting. And I'm really looking forward to it. You guys should definitely tune in for that. So I'll go over some specific questions real quick to leave you thinking about what exactly AI in medicine and AI in neuroscience means for our future. And these questions are pretty open-ended. And these are exactly what we're going to be discussing in the next meeting. So I hope you guys like them. So one question is, other than abstract AI in medicine, could we combine AI and neuroscience for biotech hybrid technology? And is this the future? This is exactly what I'm going to be asking our speaker in the next episode. I'm super curious to see what his response is and where the conversation will go. And I hope you guys are interested too. And another really interesting topic that I kind of just thought of on the spot is, how does the medical style or the practice, like how doctors practice medicine, how does that factor into the logic of AI and machine learning computing? So different doctors have different styles of medicine and they practice medicine in different types of ways. So when we are training models, for example, to automate the task of doctors, such as the task of radiologists or things like that, do we generalize to one specific expert? So do we make the model kind of learn his skill and that type of a skill? Or should we have the model learn over a wide variety of experts? So should we be learning from multiple different doctors, or should we be learning based off of data from the number one doctor? That's something to think about. And I feel like questions like that would be great experiments in this field. And there is definitely a lot more information to uncover in how best to roll out these systems, how best to work on these systems. And yeah, I mean, yeah. So that's about it for this meeting or this podcast, sorry. And I'm really looking forward to the next podcast. I hope you guys are too. Thank you.